I'm joined today by Dr. Chessie Green, owner and partner at Falls Village Veterinary Hospital. She joins us today to discuss vaccinations for your pet. Dr. Green, how often should your pets get vaccinated?
Vaccine schedules really should be determined between you and your veterinarian. They can vary from animal to animal and area to area. So it depends on your family's lifestyle, your pet's lifestyle, the disease risks, and your animal's sensitivities. There are core vaccines that are very important. All animals in the state of North Carolina have to be vaccinated, all dogs and cats, by law, to be vaccinated for rabies. Distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, parainfluenza, and parvovirus are part of the core vaccines for dogs. And feline viral rhinitis, calicivirus, and panleukopenia are also core vaccines for cats. Animals should be vaccinated for Bordetella and flu if they're frequently boarded or going to a facility that there are a lot of daycare, things where there are a lot of animals. Cats that go outside should be vaccinated for feline leukemia. Other vaccines are available and should be determined by your veterinarian if those are important for your pet. The frequency of vaccination depends on the state law, such as 1 in 3 year rabies vaccines, and the labeling on the vaccines for distemper and the others.
What do vaccinations protect my pet from?
Vaccines protect us from bacterial and viral infections, just like with people. The duration of immunity can vary, so that's why you need to consult with your veterinarian as to what the proper schedule is. Some of these viruses or bacteria can just cause very significant illness, but some of them can also cause death. Many of them, such as leptospirosis and rabies, are contagious to people and can cause significant illness and death in people as well. That's why preventative maintenance and preventative care is the most important for your pet.
Is my pet at major health risk if it has not been vaccinated?
That's an excellent question, and it depends on the environment. It depends on the situations that your animal is in. Rabies is probably the one that's most important for a public health standpoint. Rabies is what's called a zoonotic disease, so it can be passed on from a rabid animal such as a raccoon, a fox, a bat, that your cat or dog may come into contact with in the backyard in a normal context of the day and then be passed on to you without really oftentimes without knowing. So that's why North Carolina state law requires vaccination for dogs and cats. If your dog or cat is not vaccinated for rabies and does come in contact with a rabid animal, it must be quarantined for a significant amount of time or euthanized, and you will have to receive preventative vaccination. So that's probably the most important from a public health standpoint. Distemper virus and others cause significant sickness and sometimes death, parvovirus as well, especially for young puppies. So it's very important that you pursue vaccination for your pets on a regular basis. As I said, leptospirosis is also zoonotic, is contagious to people, and is spread by wildlife to our dogs and then can be spread to people through the urine. Very easy to catch, unfortunately, and is treatable but can cause significant illness and sometimes death as well. The vaccines that we give for a reason. Veterinarians vaccinate because it is necessary. Vaccines are important. They help keep us healthy.
Should you purchase or adopt a pet that does not have vaccination papers?
It's always a good idea to try to get as much history on vaccination as possible from your shelter or your breeder. However, if this is not available, whether the animal's too young to have received vaccines or it's just not available, you can determine with your veterinarian what the revaccination schedule should be. Oftentimes, if they end up getting two of a vaccine close together, it's very rarely a problem.
How should a pet owner go about selecting a veterinarian to vaccinate their pet?
That's also a very good question, and the best idea is the same way you choose your family doctor. Ask your friends, ask your family, neighbors, people you trust, ask the rescue groups and the shelters where you purchase or adopt the animal from the breeder. Visit area hospitals and meet the staff and inspect the facilities. Meet the doctors. Make sure that it's a good fit for your family. You should have a good feeling about who you're going to see and find somebody to trust. Internet searches always are a good place to start as well, but word of mouth is generally the best option.
For more information about the North Carolina Veterinary Medical Association, please visit www.ncvma.org or call 1-800-446-2862.